exceptional defense and very well coached and dynamic on special teams. So it's this is a team that's a couple plays away from being 3-0 that was took the Broncos to overtime last year and lost to get in the playoffs, and they're much improved, and they're very, very talented.
Your defense gave up 116 yards this past week. How do you stop Adrian Peterson?
Well, we're going to have to get a lot of body on him and commit to it, and I don't know if it's a situation where you stop him. He's that talented, and they're so well coached up front. So they're going to create the mismatches and create the opportunities and the creases, and you just have to minimize gains. So, this will be one of our bigger challenges, I think, in a long time in the run defense.
Is Albert not yet 100%?
No, Albert came back. Albert missed the week of practice prior to the Cincinnati game. He got a full week's practice last week. He came back and he played fine. He's healthy, and we expect him to even improve ever so slightly over last week. And more importantly than that, we need him.
What makes Peterson so good?
Well, it's his vision. He's got terrific vision as a runner and balance, and he's strong, and he's very, very quick. And he's got great acceleration, and he wants no part of the sideline. He's going to stay in bounds and get whatever he can.
Coach, these guys are kind of a mirror image of you guys, aren't they? Strong defensively, replacing a young quarterback with a veteran, real strong run offense. I mean, do you see a lot of similarities?
There's similarities there. Yeah, there are. Both clubs are fond of their run games and commit to stopping the run on defense and have good speed. And so it's unique in that it's an unfamiliar opponent, and that's what I think brings a sense of uniqueness. I mean, we've not played them in years, and you see them on occasion. They don't see us, but it's going to be a huge challenge for us.
What would it mean to go 4-0?
We would be working as hard as we possibly could to go 5-0.
How much different are they with Farad at quarterback as opposed to Jackson?
Well, the offense is a little different, but Gus moved around in the pocket very well. The Panthers pressured him. He slid in the pocket. He stepped up. He made throws down the field. He's also did some similar things that Kerry did on the edge. So, the offense is a little bit different. I think he'll handle the offense a little bit better than the younger quarterback, and that's particularly the reason why they backed him down, just to kind of give him a break and let him get caught up. But Gus is experienced. He's like Kerry. I mean, he's seen everything, and it's just a matter of making the right decisions.
But you guys, I know, break the season up into kind of four-game segments. To go through that first four-game segment undefeated, is that significant at all?
Well, I want to talk about it on Monday, because what we're trying, everything we're doing right here is to try to win the next game. So, if we were to win, then, yeah, it would be a great start, and we'd be working on number five. But this is quite a challenge for us. This team could have beat the Packers. They should have beat the Colts, and they beat the Panthers. And, it's a much improved team.
You talked about the unfamiliarity of the opponent. I mean, what are some things that you spend more time on that you wouldn't if you're playing a division team?
Well, you have to spend the time on the individual matchups. If we play Jacksonville or Houston, our guys are pretty much familiar with this. They understand them. The individual matchups, the O-line, the D-line, and the receivers and the corners. But, we haven't played them, so you have to spend time on the individual matchups, getting to know your opponent, and then you've got a different scheme. We got a unique defensive scheme that, we haven't faced. We know Coach Frazier's a very good coach. He comes from Philadelphia, and he spent some time at Indianapolis. He coordinated Cincinnati, and now he's got an array of things to pull from, and they put it together pretty well.
Peterson is talented, guys, you see in this league.
Yes, he is, without question. You don't have to look very far in any game to watch a big run. The number of plus 50-yard plays he had last year was incredible.
Does he remind you of anyone that you've seen before in the league?
Not in particular, no. He's special.
Does that mean, Jeff, that this is a more excitable game for the coaches and players because it is somebody you haven't played in a while?
I think the players are excited because it's just the next game is another opportunity, and it's going to require a great deal of focus. I don't think you'll see the coaches sleeping very much this week because of it's like Jimmy said. Jimmy says, hey, you can play the run 9 out of 10 times right and miss it one and give up a touchdown. And that's the thing that's a concern.
Pretty good success rate against teams making their first appearance at LP Field. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it's a tough place to play. We've got great support, and we get noise when we need it. And hopefully it'll be nice and warm. And it's just and we like to play at home.